Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Trump's tax returns could be in the public view soon. Congress forcing his hand after years of him refusing to release them on his own. And for more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and in studio with KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. And what are you looking for in these tax returns?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Listen, this guy is, he's really out to lunch. I'm certain that he has sought asylum in Russia, and I'm certain that he's been turned down.
Well, some say that if you can, finagle on your tax returns, that you're a good business person.
Well, I'm not sure that he finagled on his tax returns. He may not even have any returns. He's got to be smart enough not to have admitted to anything, period. And believe me, it's going to take a long time to get him to admit.
Yeah, because he doesn't even do it. It's not like he does, his own tax returns. He hires accountants to do them, right? And just, you hire an accountant to do it, right?
Well, he hires, but he never pays. That's another one of the components of his operation.
Well, let me ask you this. Should Congress be doing this? I mean, should someone's tax returns be released by a third? What gives Congress the right to release his tax returns?
But I think that's all part of the system now, Phil. Once you file your tax returns, it's in the cloud. Isn't that what they call it?
Yeah.
When everything is published.
You used to have a thing called privacy?
No, that doesn't exist anymore.
Let me ask you, have you ever released your tax returns?
I've never had a tax return. What are you talking about?
Aren't people who run for public office,
no,
even on a lower level, don't they have to disclose
how
much they make?
You don't have to release your return.
What the Congress is saying now is that it's historically, it's unprecedented, because these people have ever since Richard Nixon. But the fact is, there's nothing in the Constitution, there's no law that says you have to release your tax returns if you run for office.
And you can't get a law that way, because you will be in the position where all the people who need to vote on it don't want to release any information about
themselves.
Not just that. That's right.
So they
there's no reason for us to be concerned.
And you know what else is interesting? You know who else never released their tax returns all these years? Was Jerry Brown.
Jerry Brown didn't have a return. Remember, Jerry Brown is the personification of someone who needs assistance.
Thanks so much. We are joined in studio with KCBS insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.